You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
A Gay and a Non-Gay is a podcast from James Barr and Dan Hudson. They're like a lovely little couple, except they're not.
Welcome to A Gay and a Non-Gay.
Dan,
yeah.
This is probably quite important. We should probably just get this out of the way before the 9th of November. Is it, you say Bowie?
Yeah, I know I say
Bowie. We've got a difference of opinion there.
I did hear you say Bowie the other day, and I just let you have it. But no, it's Bowie.
How do you know that?
It just is.
Who told you that?
It just is.
Did he tell you that?
Probably indirectly, yeah.
It's Bowie. It's David Bowie.
No, it's David Bowie.
No, it's not. That's why David Zowie. It's called Zowie.
Okay, please don't mention that guy in reference to David Bowie.
Yeah, that's why he's called that. He is. His dad called him that. David Zowie is a DJ. He produced a song called
House Every Weekend. House Every
Weekend. Right, and he's called David Zowie because right. His dad named him that because he liked David Bowie.
I mean, it could be like Bath Bath, but you don't hear anyone ever say, like on the radio or something, that was David Bowie.
I do.
You'll be safer saying Bowie, I'll tell you that much.
How do you say David Bowie? It's David Bowie. Sure it is. David Bowie is saying his own name. Here we go.
Wearing a red shirt. My name's David Bowie.
Oh, balls. That's taken from his live concert in New York on the 23rd of March 1976 at Nassau Coliseum.
So, again, a non-gay present David Bowie may be gay is happening... As I say, on the 9th of November. We're basically... Can you stop laughing now?
I feel so awkward that I just got that so wrong. David Bowie made me gay. Oh, it feels weird saying it like that.
So we're interviewing the author of this new book that's coming out. It's all about the history of LGBT music. What's funny about that?
Wearing a red shirt. My name's David Bowie.
I was so sure I was right. I was so ready to be right, and now I'm wrong, and I can't even bring myself to say sorry. I'm so sorry I was wrong. Anyway, right, we can edit all this out, right? Because it makes me look... I mean, we're presenting this... We're literally hosting this night, and I don't even know how to say it. Okay, so... So, yeah. Amazing new book called David Bowie made me gay.
Lads.
I'm really excited actually because I think I've never seen a book like this before that kind of talks about music and how it, and LGBT influence on music.
Yeah.
And it's had such a huge influence. And also music has had in turn a huge influence on gay rights and inclusion. So
absolutely.
I'm very excited to chat to the author. I know it's going to be a really interesting night.
I've been carrying this book around with me for some time. I haven't actually started yet. I'm genuinely like really excited to read it. Like it looks so good.
And for the first time at one of our live events, I promise I won't try and find a boyfriend.
Yeah, I guess it's less about us, more about...
The book.
The book.
Yeah.
Yeah. I showed a copy of this book to Tony Visconti, who is... I mean, you're pulling a face, but...
Don't care. I don't know who that is.
He produced like all the David Bowie albums.
Sounds like he makes biscuits. Visconti. Is that a biscuit make? Visconti, I don't know. Sounds like an Italian biscuit.
A defunct.
Who is he?
He's David Bowie's producer for the most part.
Oh my God, you said it wrong. I know you didn't say it right.
No, I didn't say it wrong.
Wait, let's just check again because I've forgotten.
Wearing a red shirt.
I don't know what the red shirt is about.
My name's David Bowie.
You're right, it's Bowie.
Yeah, I showed him a copy of the book because I am literally carrying it around with me all the time. And he was like, oh my God, this looks amazing. And that is an endorsement if I have ever heard one. Anyway, that's happening. And tickets are £5. And I believe you can use that £5 against a copy of the book at Waterstones. Is that right?
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Yes, and there's a themed cocktail evening. It's going to be a room for Q&A and a celebration of sexuality, music and conversation.
You have no idea, though, Dan. I am like Bridget Jones, Fitz pervert, tits pervert. I will F this up. I
don't know what that means.
You've not seen Bridget Jones?
Not since it came out,
man. She's like, Mr. Tits Herbert. Mr. Fitz Herbert. Mr. Tits pervert. And it says one thing. I will say Bowie. Bowie. I will think it's Bowie. I will think Bowie is now wrong and say Bowie.
Just say David.
David.
We should say that, though. And we'll be sticking around signing autographs.
Someone actually did ask for our autograph at the show.
I know, which is weird for two reasons. One,
that's literally never happened to me.
And also, that's not really a thing, is it, anymore?
Like, I don't know. I was like, don't you want to take a selfie? I did think that, but I didn't want to ruin his moment. I signed it. I didn't give him my signature, though, because I was like, I don't want you to steal my bank stuff. So I just made a new one up. Is that bad?
God, I didn't even think of that.
I mean, I don't know if that's how it works anymore.
I'm checking my bank balance.
Anyway, so we won't be signing signatures, but we will be there to say hi and take pictures with you. So yeah, come along.
A gay and a non-gay. Two unlikely friends take on the world.
Yay. Dan, we had some feedback on our live show from my friend. He said we were much better live than when he listens to us.
Right. That's a compliment and an insult.
Yeah, he's very good at that. But he said he really liked it. He thought it was really fun. He was really engaged by it. He also loved your rousing performance of Taxi for Paul.
Thanks. Our friend Sam was giving us some immediate feedback, or she gave me some immediate feedback.
Right.
And here it is. By the way, Sam is great. We love Sam. She tells you exactly how it is.
Right.
All the time.
You didn't tell me about this. You just said everyone loved it.
But she said, you should have had it out with James about straight porn. That was the first thing she said to me.
Oh, because you didn't.
Because, yeah, apparently you said this, and I don't really remember, but I think it went over my head. But she's like, you should have quizzed James about watching straight porn.
Right.
Which I'm now doing. But I feel like we've talked about porn so much that I don't really want to do that.
Really?
So maybe we'll bank that for a future episode. But anyway.
What, you want to talk about why I've watched it? I don't know.
Well, I actually
in a hotel in Paris once, and it was like all that was on.
What, on the pay-per-view?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You don't pay for it, do you?
I don't know. It was just like all that was available. I didn't want to.
Wasn't that Wi-Fi in this?
Yeah, but
it?
You can't access that on hotel Wi-Fi.
So I haven't actually tried, but.
Haven't you? I have. Sometimes you can, sometimes you can't. Anyway, look.
You can do it
on 3G, I just don't look at the girl.
We just pretend the girl's a man.
No, it's just like whatever, isn't it?
What? Yeah, I guess. To be honest, I don't think it's a big deal, but Sam wanted to know.
Okay, well, there you go, Sam.
A gay and a non-gay. Give it some gay.
What's going on with Seattle? What's the update? Dan's actually there right now, so we recorded this a couple of weeks ago.
Well, there's no update then, is there?
Good point, unless you can look into the future. But yeah. Do you know what you're doing?
I'm going to Seattle for a couple of weeks. No. I'm just really bored of people asking me about it.
Well, it's because you don't have a better response. That's why.
I'm bored of two things. One, people asking me about it. And then also, I haven't mentioned it to anybody. Like, I literally haven't mentioned it to a single person.
What, that your girlfriend left you to move to Seattle?
Because I'm kind of coming out a bit of an interesting experiment as to who listens to the podcast. And also, like, I can't be bothered to invite, like, questions. It's just like, oh, so boring. So that's boring on one hand. On the other hand is people who know and are like, what is your plan? What's your plan? I don't have a plan. There's no plan. So this is an open invite. Everyone stop asking me what my plan is.
Your response.
If you ask me what my plan is, I will know that you don't listen to the podcast and I will make a mental note of that.
I'm so scared now.
You know when people are like, oh, I love the podcast, whatever, and you know that they don't, but you're just like, oh, whatever.
Yeah.
But people who are like, people who haven't clocked that my girlfriend's moved to Seattle, but claimed they listened to the podcast.
Don't. Because they haven't bought it.
So when they
maybe they have noticed.
When they run a marathon or something, I'll just tell them, oh, no, I've given you the money.
Because they're not supporting you back. So I think most of the people I know don't listen to it because they just go, oh, congratulations on your podcast success.
Yeah.
And I know then, okay, cool, you've not listened to it. But that's totally fine.
Sorry.
Okay, so for the people listening that are your friends and for the rest of the world that want to know, what is the plan?
Oh, God.
No, there's no plan.
There's no plan. There is no plan. Okay, I've got a fucking plan.
Well, what's your official statement on it? Because you need to have a better answer. This is why people are not. This is why people keep asking you. So let's just get this out of the way now. What are you doing?
I don't have to give an official statement. I'm not a public body.
You do because you're getting so angry by it.
I'm not a taxpayer-funded body, so I don't have to do anything.
You're getting so angry about it. You do need to respond. Otherwise, people will just keep asking you and then you'll just keep getting angry. So why don't you just have a response?
My official statement is, what's your plan? Tell me your plan for your life.
That's not an answer.
Yeah, it is.
That's not an answer.
It is.
It's not. I have a plan for my life.
Well, go on then.
Okay, right. Well, I want to get the hell out of this room and live it.
Your only choice for LGBTQ plus and non-gay issues?
I just want to know what's happening with our future, that's all.
Well,
it disaffects me just as much as it affects you. So that's why I'm interested. I'm not just being all like, oh, give me the goss. Like, I don't. Like, I genuinely, you know, I just want to know where your head's at. But it's fine. I'll just live in limbo for the rest of my life. Just carry on as I am.
Your life is
not knowing whether I need to start buying microwave meals for one.
All the times that we have dinner together. Every time I've invited James round, he said no, so that's not a thing.
Having barbecues on my own. Listening to Nirvana on my own.
If you want more, subscribe at gaynongay.com or on iTunes or, you know, whoever your favourite podcast supplier is. Kisses. Mwah.